Yahuwah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, every male one by one, from 20 years old and upward. All who are able to go out to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall count them by their divisions. With you there shall be a man of every tribe, each one head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. Of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedur, a Formanov. Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Of Issachar, Nethanel, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazurov. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishadai. Of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran. Of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These are those who were called of the congregation, the princes of the tribes of their fathers. They were the heads of the thousands of Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men who are mentioned by name. They assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their ancestry by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, one by one. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so he counted them in the wilderness of Sinai. The children of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, one by one, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, those who were counted of it, according to the number of the names, one by one, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Judah, were 74,600. Of the children of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, of the children of Ephraim, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward. All who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, their generations by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200 of the children of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400 of the children of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them of the tribe of Asher were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those who were counted, whom Moses and Aaron counted, and the 12 men who were princes of Israel, each one for his father's house. So all those who were counted of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war in Israel, all those who were counted were 603,550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not counted among them. For Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Only the tribe of Levi you shall not count, neither shall you take a census of them among the children of Israel, but appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furnishings, and over all that belongs to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and they shall take care of it, and shall encamp around it. Phinehas the tabernacle is to move, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The stranger who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard according to their divisions. But the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. The Levites shall be responsible for the tabernacle of the testimony." Thus the children of Israel did, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So they did.